This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 500 for Thursday, July 30th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. Ice futures canola contracts are weaker on Thursday, seeing a correction after running into chart resistance. Canola is down $1 to $3, November down $1.20 at $490 per ton. That contract had hit a fresh six-month high of $493.70 in earlier trade before fund buying subsided. In addition to the overbought price sentiment, canola was also pressured by relatively favorable crop prospects across Western Canada. Farmer selling was behind some of the eventual weakness. However, a softer tone in the Canadian dollar and gains in Chicago soy oil did provide some support. Solid export demand also underpinned the market. Soybeans in Chicago were steady to higher as solid export demand provided support. November beans up 3 cents at $8.88 per bushel. The USDA reported weekly U.S. soybean export sales at a whopping 3.3 million tons for delivery during the new crop year and an additional 257,000 tons of old crop business. Those combined sales were the largest weekly total since 2012, although most of it had already been confirmed through daily updates. The good Midwestern crop conditions did keep a lid on the upside. Corn futures were also supported by good export demand, although the market held steady overall. September only up a quarter cent at 315 and three quarters. Weekly U.S. corn export sales were in line with trade estimates at about 600,000 tons, but the USDA also announced a flash sale of 1.9 million tons to China this morning. An additional 130,000 tons to other destinations was also reported. Wheat futures, they are mixed on Thursday with a speculative positioning of feature. Minneapolis spring wheat up a penny in the September contract at $5.12 per bushel, but the winter wheat's all lower. Kansas City down 6 cents in September at $4.40 per bushel, and Chicago wheat down 3 cents in September at $5.29.5. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales came in at 676,000 tons. That was up by about 10% on the week and above market expectations. Declining production estimates out of Argentina and Russia were a bit supportive, but world wheat supplies do remain large overall. Seasonal harvest pressure was a factor in wheat. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, July 30th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.